one verse. It's not as small as Jesus wept, but it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 1. If you'd turn there. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come to you, and Father, we thank you for just coming and saving us, Lord. I ask that you would fill us with your Spirit, that you would teach us from your Word, Lord, that we would grow and mature in you. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Looking at verse 8, it's not all that long. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering of the gospel according to the power of God. You know, what did Jesus testify of? You know, something I was kind of questioning about this week. You know, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Jesus said some pretty radical statements. I and the Father are one. I mean, that's pretty radical. I mean, that's a heavy statement. If you believe on me, you will not die. You know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That if any man come unto me, you will have everlasting life. You know, if you eat this bread, you know, you will not perish. The Lord said a lot of amazing things. You know, are they true? I believe they are. I testify to that. We are talking about testifying, testimonies. The Lord stood before Pontius Pilate. Let's turn there in the recording of John. Chapter 18, verse 37. Or, oh no, I just put down the verses. It's 18 through 37. John, let me find the chapter real quick. Toward the end of the book, chapter 18. Oh, I did write down the chapter. Chapter 18, starting in verse 33. Let's start in 32. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew. Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Jesus bore witness to the truth. He was the truth. Jesus came into this world to be a light to this world. You know, we shouldn't be ashamed of his testimony. We should be proud of it. What Jesus did for us, he died for us. You know, we should be, you know, always constantly thanking the Lord for everything he did. Not being ashamed. Holding our heads up, you know, it's like, you go into work, you go into school, and it's like, yeah, I believe in, you know, the Messiah. You just kind of like, you know, no, man, I believe in the Messiah. You know, we shouldn't be ashamed of what Christ did for us. We should keep his testimony. We should not be ashamed of it. And we should not be ashamed, and we should hold up our brothers and our sisters who are in prison, who are sharing the gospel of grace, who are keeping their testimony and then suffering for it. One guy once said, you know, you can't have a testimony without a test. You have to go through some stuff. A testimony isn't just, you know, oh yeah, I saw that. You know, it's your what you've seen and what you can touch. It's tangible evidence in a court system. What have you seen? Well, I have seen that God has forgiven me of my sins. I've felt that. I can touch that. I know that is real. That's my testimony. I know God has forgiven me. of everything that I've done wrong. I am forgiven. I can testify to that. You know, we shouldn't be ashamed of Christ's testimony, and we should keep our testimony. We should keep in remembrance our brothers and our sisters' testimony, what they have truly done, because it gives glory to God. If a true testimony isn't, oh yeah, man, I pulled myself out of that situation. No, it's Christ saved me. I broke before the Lord, and He saved me. That's my testimony. God saved me. You know, the gospel of grace. We can bear witness to the truth. Two or three in a court system, you know, you pull up witnesses and they, you know, stand before the stand and put their hand on the Bible. I'm telling you the truth. The witness. They've witnessed these things in a murder case. They've witnessed these things in all these different cases, and we listen to them in a court system. But how come we don't, you know, pay attention to what God is doing, and we're not listening to the testimonies of our brothers and sisters? It's amazing. We read in our little devotional all the different testimonies of the persecuted church overseas and what happens here in America. You know, it's encouraging. God reminded the Jews of their testimony a lot of times, what God did for them and how God saved them. You know, there's good things to the testimony. It brings glory to God. It can convict us. I've been convicted by hearing a few testimonies like, man, you know, I really should have just hung on to grace. You know, it can encourage us. Man, that guy just, the Lord filled him so full of His Spirit. Look what he did, man. Lord, save me, fill me. You know, there's good stuff that comes from a testimony. We shouldn't be ashamed of it. And we will suffer. We, you know, you go through trials. You go through temptations. Hold on to that. The Lord has given that to you for a purpose, so that way you may bear witness of His grace. You may bear witness of His love. I mean, if you look up the word testimony, it's mentioned, testifying, testimony. It's mentioned a lot in the Bible. If you look up what Jesus testified of, He testified of His Father a lot of times. You know, we should remember that. We should be encouraged by that. You know, Paul was in prison when he was writing this. He's like, man, you know, don't forget me. I'm here serving the Lord. Keep my testimony. Don't be ashamed of the Lord's testimony, what He did. We shouldn't be ashamed of it. We should share it. It's the best way to witness, because it's your own personal experience with the Lord. You're not witnessing about some theological debate. Oh, you know, well, the earth is slowly moving away from the sun, so that makes it, you know. You shouldn't get involved in theological debates. You should be sharing what you absolutely know. I know Christ saved me. I have no doubt about that. You know, the things that Christ did in your life, you can testify of, you know. As you mature more in the Lord and He puts you through more and more trials, you know, you can testify of more and more different things. I can, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone can come up here and bear witness with me that it was a rainy day. You know, pretty sure we're all in agreement about that. We should be able to, you know, testify of what Christ is doing in our life. I mean, I can tell you from personal experience, lack of sleep makes me grumpy. And Ruthie can testify to that. You know? Trusting in God, you know, if you seek the Lord, you will find Him. I can testify that. It's mentioned in the Bible. I can testify it. It's true. You know, we should not be ashamed of, you know, our testimony. We shouldn't be ashamed of Christ's testimony. We shouldn't be ashamed of our brothers and sisters' testimony, what God is dealing with them, how God is using them. We shouldn't give glory to them. We shouldn't worship them. We should be worshiping God, because it's truly them that testify of God. This world, you know, two or three witnesses or five or six witnesses make something true. But yet, for some odd reason, this world doesn't believe in Christ. Yet there's so many testimonies, so much truth behind the Word of God. So many people to back it up. We shouldn't just trust in people's opinion, but we should trust in God's. Try it out for yourself. So that's just the one little verse I was going to cover real quickly, because I was going to leave a room for someone to share their testimony if you feel led to. But, you know, it's the best way to witness. In the New King James, sometimes the word testimony is really witness. The King James will use testimony, and the New King James will use witness. It is your witness for Christ. How are you being a witness for Christ? Stick to what you know. Stick to what Christ has done in your life. Don't try to debate something that you're not really sure of. You know, debate what you know. There's no debate in that. Well, I saw that for sure. I know that. You can tell me otherwise, but it's true. I know this. Stick to what you know. Stick to your testimony. Trust in the Lord. Don't be ashamed of His testimony. And don't be ashamed of our brothers and sisters. So that's just, you know, real quick, the importance of a testimony. It's necessary. It encourages us. So that's just the one verse I wanted to cover. I was reading on, there's just so much in this chapter. I was getting, like, pulling my hair out. I'm like, well, I'll just keep it real simple. Testify to what I know. Stick to the one chapter, or stick to the one verse. So that's all I really wanted to cover. And then I'm going to pray, and if someone feels led, can come up and share their testimony. Lord, we thank You for everything that You're doing. Father, I ask that we would, Lord, stick to You, not be ashamed of You. Lord, not withdraw from You, but draw close to You. Lord, that we would walk in Your testimony, walk in Your grace, walk in Your truth. Lord, that You'd fill us with Your Spirit, that we may be witnesses of light and of truth. As You were, Lord, to Pontius Pilate, I am a witness of truth. Lord, may we be Your children or Your brothers. Jesus, may we be Your brother. May we share in that. May we share the truth. We thank You, Father. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.